the Catholic Apostolic of our Father, St. Peter, may his blessing be upon us all. Amen. Peter, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blemished, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busyboy in other people's matters. Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will be the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Love not the world, neither the things pertaining to the world. The world pass away, and the last therefore he that does will, the will of God remains forever.